When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through you? Well, we're giving them to you. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
I love the looks of you, the lure of you, the sweet of you, and the pure of you. The eyes, the arms, and the mouth of you, the east, west, north, and the south of you. I'd love to gain complete control of you, handle even the heart and soul of you. Love at least a small percent of me do, because I love all of you. I love the looks of you, the lure of you, the sweet of you and the pure of you. The eyes, arms, and the mouth of you, the east, west, north, and that south of you. I'd love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. Love at least a small percent of me do, because I love all.
Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on WPPB 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting. And celebrating Sinatra's 100th birthday and his influence on Broadway music, I have invited one of my very best pals, the only man I would want to share a recording studio talking about Frank Sinatra, the one, the only writer for the Wall Street Journal and many other books, Will Friedwald. Hey, Will.
Hey, I love to talk about Sinatra and Broadway with you. What a great idea. What a unique and appropriate way to celebrate the centennial, the big centennial.
And how's your bird?
My bird is doing just fine.
Good.
How's your bird, Mrs. Robinson?
Right. That's a good Sinatra greeting. Well, for someone who actually never appeared in a Broadway musical or ever really appeared on the Broadway stage, would you be safe to say no one did as much for Broadway music as Frank Sinatra?
Well, he was the conduit by which Broadway music reached, you know, sort of the great public beyond Broadway, beyond New York. And it's thanks to his interpretive skills that, you know, well, the larger American songbook, which to a great degree, of course, originated on Broadway, was written for Broadway. It's really more due to him than any other single figure that the music, I shouldn't just say survived, but the music transcended. The music, you know, got beyond its original purpose and achieved all this sort of immortality and went to whole other places that the songwriters themselves would have never even thought about. But, you know, and Sinatra was the one I shouldn't say single-handedly responsible, but more responsible for that than anybody else, to put those songs in settings beyond the shows in which they were conceived, and thus give them, you know, a life essence that goes down from generation to generation, from style to style, from country to country,
and a whole new interpretation. Well, let's start
multiple interpretations.
Let's start at the very beginning, which you all know is a very good place to start. show he did not record a number from, I don't think, The Sound of Music, but clearly when he was introducing himself in the world of popular music, to sing a standard or sing the latest Broadway songs was par for the course. So you found a rather early rarity, did you not?
Well, this is The World is in My Arms from Hold On to Your Hats, as they tell us. And this may be, I haven't looked at it that mathematically, but I believe this is, if not the first show tune that Sinatra ever recorded, certainly one of the first two or three. This is with Tommy Dorsey's orchestra in 1940, and you'll hear, this is a broadcast from the Astor Roof, and you'll hear the announcer, and there's a little bit of chit-chat between Sinatra, Dorsey, and the announcer, and we are informed that this is the broadcast premiere of that song. So in a way, 75 years later, this is the broadcast re-premiere of this track on Peconic Radio. Is that correct?
Would
that
Broadway be to Main Street. You
would that be
from
correct?
The Hotel Astor on Broadway to Main Street across America. Here we go, Frank Sinatra.
What's next on the program, Tommy?
Search me, Lyle. You better ask one of the fellas in the band. I just work here.
Well, let's see what I can do. Frank, how would you like to introduce the song for the first time on the air, boy?
Why, of course, Lyle. I'd be delighted.
It's a good thing I didn't ask him.
What's the new tune you want me to sing, Lyle?
Well, it's from the new musical show Hold On to Your Hat, starring Al Jolson. It's a swell ballad number called The World Is in My Arms.
Someday I ought to write a tune called The Band Is in My Hair. Oh, well, here it is. Gypsy looking for a world to roam in. Now the world is in my arms. No more aimless searching for a place to feel at home in. For the world is in my arms. Mexican hills, Florida sky, tropical seas here in your eyes. When I see you smile, I see the sunsets of Geneva. What's that magic in your charm? When I hold you, I hold the world right here in my arms.
Sinatra always told a story that when he was a young singer, he sang in a roadhouse, I guess in New Jersey near the Palisades, and Cole Porter drove by one day, and Sinatra made a bit of a horse's ass out of himself by not only introducing Porter and making him stand up, which he loathed, but by singing the next song, which I gather he botched the lyrics. Is this a true story?
It is true that Sinatra told that story. And I don't know if he ever, I don't have any instance of him telling it during Cole Porter's lifetime, but there's no reason to believe it isn't true.
All right,
you know, Cole Porter was known to stop into roadhouses and enjoy a libation, so there's certainly no, you know, there's no reason not to believe it, you know.
And a young band singer. So here is Frank Sinatra singing that song with all the right lyrics.
Night and day. Only you, neath the moon or under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. day and night, night and day. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you day and night, night and day, under the hide of me. There's an oh, such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day. Night and day, under the hide, there's an oh, such a hungry yearning burning way down inside of me, and its torment won't ever be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day.
So we're with Sinatra after the war, and this is the era where all these great shows from the American Golden Age of the American musical come out, not only Kiss Me, Kate, but things like Allegro, Finian's Rainbow, even Miss Liberty. So do you want to talk about these next two songs we're going to hear from the late 40s?
Well, again, it's clear to any listener who is intelligent enough to listen to your wonderful program. But just to state the obvious, this is by no means a definitive survey. This is sort of just odds and ends. Sinatra doing Broadway would be a marathon that would last for hours and hours. We are just sort of, I can't even say we're necessarily doing highlights. We're sort of doing interesting tidbits along the way. And by way of that, the next is, that we're going to hear next, are two examples of Sinatra doing songs by world-class, earth-shatteringly major composers who, like everybody else, had flops once in a while. These are both two songs from flop shows by Rodgers and Hammerstein
Allegro
and by Irving Berlin.
And Miss Liberty by Irving Berlin, sung by Sinatra.
A fellow needs a girl to sit by his side at the end of a weary day, to sit by his side and listen to him talk and agree with the things he'll say. A fellow needs a girl to hold in his arms when the rest of his world goes wrong. To hold in his arms and know that she believes that her fellow is wise and strong. When things go right and his job's well done, he wants to share the prize he's won. If no one shares and no one cares, Where's the fun of a job well done or a prize you've won? A fellow needs a home, his own kind of home, but to make this dream come true, a fellow needs a girl, his own kind of girl. My kind of girl is you. His own kind of home, but to make this dream come true, a fellow needs a girl, his own kind of girl. My kind of girl.
Glad you came over tonight.
Yeah, it'll be nice riding with the top down.
Oh, but I've spent the afternoon fixing my hair.
Uh-oh.
How about a movie, huh?
Ah, it's too late for that. They'll be sold out of popcorn. Say, I know.
Let's take an old-fashioned walk. I'm just bursting with talk. What a tale could be told if we went for an old-fashioned walk.
Let's take a stroll through the park. Down a lane where it's dark, and a heart that's controlled may relax on an old-fashioned walk. I know for a couple who seem to be miles apart.
There's nothing like walking and having a heart-to-heart.
I know a girl who declined, couldn't make up her mind.
She was wrapped up and sold,
coming home from
an old-fashioned walk.
Some couples go for a buggy ride when they start caring a lot.
Others will bicycle side by side way out to some romantic spot.
But when you haven't a suit, there's only one thing to do.
Let's take an old-fashioned walk. I'm just bursting with talk.
What a tale could be told
if we went for
an old-fashioned walk.
Let's take a
stroll through
the park.
Down a lane where it's dark. And the heart that's controlled
may relax on an old-fashioned walk. Who seem to be miles apart.
There's nothing like walking and having a heart to heart.
Walking and talking and
talking. I know a girl who declined, couldn't make up her mind.
She was wrapped up and sold,
coming home from
an old-fashioned walk.
If your girl has declined
and won't make up her mind,
what you need is a heart-to-heart talk.
Take a stroll through the park,
down a lane where it's dark,
and go for an old-fashioned walk.
And we neglected to mention, Will, that...
Yes, that was Sinatra's major duet with Doris Day. Their only recorded duet as far as I can think of right at this moment.
And they're sort of like night and day. little bit. Sinatra always honored Irving Berlin, Cole Porter, the people of the early Broadway era of the 20th century, but he also did a lot for composers of the next generation, one of whom was Julie Stein. And maybe you want to set up our next song.
Well, he was particularly close to Stein, especially, well, he was very close to Sammy Kahn. And so naturally, when Kahn and Stein were working together, that was an extension of that. But even when they were on their own, he kept doing Julie Stein songs. There's really, in fact, can I tell them? I'm going to pressure you to do a Julie Stein special for Halloween.
And what's it called, Will?
We're going to call it The Music of Frank and Stein. But I think that'd be a great for a great Halloween show.
Certainly, we'll do it for our Halloween special.
Right. If you do your Bella voice for the whole thing, I promise not to do a silly voice.
Okay, you can do a Peter Lorre voice.
Actually, Michael Feinstein does a great, great impression of Peter Lorre.
I don't want to go there, Will. Okay. Let's go on to All Gentlemen right. Prefer Blondes.
Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, and here's some really fascinating trivia. Sinatra went to the world premiere of this. Well, they didn't call it a world premiere on Broadway. He went to the premiere of the show, and his date was Ava Gardner. It was one of the first times they were seen in public together.
And we know how that turned out.
Tongues were wagging.
Okay, from Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
Kiss apart, and yet we dance on and on. We're just a kiss apart, and soon our chance will be gone. Now you're beside my heart, your eyes have started to shine. Oh, but I know too well, daybreak may break the spell. So while we're just a kiss apart, kiss me and tell me you're mine. We're just a kiss apart, and soon our chance will be gone. Now you're beside my heart, your eyes have started to shine. Oh, but I know too well, daybreak may break the spell. So while we're just a kiss apart, kiss me and tell me, yes, kiss me and tell me you're mine.
So we're here on Broadway to Main Street today looking at Sinatra's 100th birthday, but also his legacy in terms of Broadway song. And couldn't be happier than to have as my guest, the Sinatra expert, Will Friedwald. Now, one of the things you said earlier in the show, Will, was that Sinatra had a way of transcending the original context of these Broadway songs. And in a very interesting way, he does it also racially. And I guess we're going to hear two numbers originated by black singers from Finian's Rainbow and Showboat, respectively.
Well, I think he shows, again, from a racial situation to a narrative situation, he could take a song written for a specific character, whatever, you know, skin color that character might be, written for a specific character, a specific plot, a specific setting, a specific narrative, and by investing his own personality into it, he makes it something bigger than what it was to begin with. He makes it something universal. And I think that's what's why Sinatra could do. I mean, he can even take a song written for a woman, which at that point was a, you know, a line you really didn't want to cross. Uh-huh. And, you know, something like Bewitched, it wasn't supposed to be sung by a man.
Oh, interesting.
Know? But he could really take it and by bringing it to himself, he could open it up. He could unlock it, as it were, for 80 zillion generations, not even just of singers, but of musicians, of bands, of practically everybody.
Well, a first song is from an aborted project, which was an animated film version of Finian's Rainbow. And it's a duet which leads off with Ella Fitzgerald and Frank Sinatra. And then we'll hear a great Kern Hammerstein classic made universal as only Frank Sinatra can.
What is the curse that makes the universe so all bewildering? What is the hoax that just provokes the folks they call God's children? What is the jinx that gives a body and his brothers and everyone around the runaround? Necessity, necessity.
That most unnecessary thing, necessity.
What throws the monkey wrench in a fellow's good intention?
That nasty old invention, necessity. My feet wanna dance in the sun, my head wants to rest in the shade.
The Lord says go out and have fun, but the landlord says your rent ain't paid. Necessity,
necessity.
It's plain to see,
it's plain to see. What a funny old world this silly old world could be. But man, it's all in a mess, a kind of necessity.
Necessity.
Necessity. There ought to be a law against necessity.
I love to play some tennis or take a trip to Venice.
But sister, here's the menace.
Necessity.
Yeah. Old Satan's the father of sin, and Cupid, he's the father of love.
Oh, hell is the father of gin, but no one knows the father of necessity.
Necessity.
Necessity. That's the maximum that a minimum thing could be.
There's nothing lower than less unless it's necessity. Here we all work long the Mississippi. Here we all work while the white folk play, pulling them boats from the dawn till sunset, getting no rest till the judgment day. Don't look up and don't look down. You don't dast make the boss man frown. Bend your knees and bow your head, and pull that rope until you're dead. Let me go away from the Mississippi. Let me go away from the white man boss. Show me that stream called the River Jordan. That's the old stream that I long to cross. Old Man River, that old man river, he don't say nothing, but he must know something. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, and he don't plant cotton, and them what plants 'em are soon forgotten. But old man River just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Tote that barge and lift that bale, you get a little drunk and you land in jail. And sick of trying, I'm tired of living, but I'm scared of dying. And old man River, he just keeps rolling.
Sinatra singing Old Man River in Paris with the sextet. Now, Sinatra embarked, for someone who didn't really have a Broadway history at all or any kind of Broadway tradition, on a remarkable series of four recordings that reimagined the great pop singers recording almost all the major songs for four particular shows. Do you want to talk about that?
Very fascinating project. When Sinatra started Reprise Records, his own label, he really saw that as like a stock company, sort of a repertory company. He tried to get all the major singers that he could, including obviously his fellow Rat Packers, Sammy Davis and Dean Martin, but also his heroes like Bing Crosby and, you know, female singers that he loved like Keeley Smith and Joe Stafford and Rosemary Clooney. And this is, as you indicate, this is the one time when he was in charge and he really tried to put the songs that he, some of which he'd already been singing independently, you know, in his own way, he tried to put them back into the Broadway context as a pop album, as a series of pop albums. Interesting experiment, and he was gung-ho enough about it to do four complete scores in this fashion, and some great music resulted. One song that Sinatra kept doing over and over was Luck Be a Lady, which we're not going to hear tonight, but you've heard it millions of times anyhow. It's certainly not hard to hear. But people always assume that's from a classic Sinatra album. It's from the Reprise repertory, Guys and Dolls.
And probably his stab at a little bit of revenge at Samuel Goldwyn for not getting to play it in the movie.
Well, that's what they, obviously that had to be what he was thinking.
Right.
But of course, when we see the movie, he's a perfect Nathan Detroit anyhow. So you don't really
he could
think
play all the parts.
He could play Miss Adelaide,
and he can play Big Julie when we do our Frankenstein show.
Let's shoot crap.
There you go. So here's, I think, an extraordinary moment, one of the great moments from any production of South Pacific. But here it's Keeley Smith and Frank Sinatra singing twin soliloquies into a song you all know and love.
Wonder how I'd feel living on a hillside, looking on an ocean beautiful and still.
This is what I need, this is what I've longed for, someone young and smiling,
climbing up my hill.
We are not alike. Probably I'd bore him. He's a cultured Frenchman. I'm a little hick.
Younger men than I, officers and doctors, probably pursue her. She could have her pick.
Wonder why I feel jittery and jumpy. I'm like a schoolgirl waiting for a dance.
Can I ask her now? I am like a schoolboy. What will be her answer? Do I have a chance? Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room, and somehow you know. You know even then that somewhere you'll see her again and again. Some enchanted evening, someone may be laughing. You may hear her laughing across a crowded room, and night after night, as strange as it seems, the sound of her laughter will sing in your dreams. Who can explain it? Who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons. Wise men never try. Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, when you feel her call you across a crowded room, then fly to her side and make her your own. Or all through your life you may dream all over. Once you have found her, never let her go. Once you have found her, never.
This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. I'm talking with Sinatra maven Will Friedwald, a great pally. And Sinatra's interest in theater music extended across the ocean to the great Noel Coward, who I think was also, I think Sinatra may have been in what, the opening night audiences when Noel Coward performed in Las Vegas in the 50s.
I don't remember that specifically, but Noel Coward introduced him famously when he did the concert, I think it was 1957, for Princess Grace Kelly. Not that long after they were in high society together. It was a charity concert, and Sinatra went to Monaco, and Noel Coward introduced him with a very witty Coward intro that has been quoted many times since. And yeah, there definitely was admiration there. And I'm sure Sinatra played some sort of role in getting Noel Coward to Vegas, because he was in fact a part owner of the Sands, and that was where Coward
Desert
appeared,
Inn,
right?
No, oh, the Desert Coward Inn. Was at the Desert Inn. So I believe Sinatra only sang two Noel Coward songs. Here's one of them from an album. What's it called? The Great Britain album?
Great Songs from Great Britain.
Noel Coward from Conversation Piece, 1931.
I'll follow my secret heart, my whole life through, and I'll keep all my dreams apart till one comes true. No matter what price is paid, what stars may fade above, I'll follow my secret heart till I find a paid, what stars may fade above, I'll follow my secret heart till I find love.
When Sinatra teamed up with Antonio Carlos Jobim, it was a major musical moment, certainly for me. And he introduced a couple of show tunes in the Brazilian mix, in the Brazilian nut mix. And this one is from Kismet. Do you admire this album as much as I do?
Oh, everybody loves this album. All-time classic, Sinatra Jobim. And Bubbles Bangles is fascinating because he had done it 10 years earlier in a solid 4/4 swing version with Billy May, and then he came back around to it a decade later, completely different, no less jazzy, no less hip, but a very completely different time feel that's no less wonderful.
Well, let's hear A Bright Shiny Bead from Frank Sinatra and Antonio Carlos Jobim.
Thank you.
Baubles, bangles, hear how they jing-jing-a-ling-a. Baubles, bangles, bright, shiny beads. Sparkles, spangles, her heart will sing-sing-a-ling-a. Wearing baubles, bangles, and beads. She'll glitter and gleam so. Make somebody dream so that someday I may buy her a ring, ring-a-ling-a. I've heard that's where it leads. Wearing baubles, bangles, and beads. She'll glitter and gleam so. Make somebody dream so. That someday, someday I may buy her ring, ring-a-ling-a. I have heard that's where it leads. Wearing baubles, bangles, and beads. All those noisy bangles and
so in Frank Sinatra's career, he certainly befriended certain songwriters, probably none as much as Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn. And they, like other teams before them, wanted to conquer the world with a Broadway musical. It didn't quite work out. But they had a little bit of a lift up from Sinatra, no?
Well, Sinatra was a great pal. And Sammy said to me, he probably said it to you, he said it to anybody who would ask. His famous line was, Sinatra spends his days with me and his nights with Van Heusen. And Sammy worked for Sinatra. I mean, he never was on Sinatra's actual payroll, but he wrote songs specifically for Sinatra in every context from about 1941, from even when he was in the Dorsey period, up through 50 years later, up through his death in 1993. He steadily wrote either, you know, actual lyrics for Sinatra, or in many cases he wrote what we would call parody lyrics of other songs. But Sammy, of course, as you know, hated that. He always referred to them as special lyrics. He hated the word parody. Yeah. But he, as they say, he had eyes for Broadway. At different times, he tried to write. Never once wrote a real classic show on Broadway, much as he would have loved to. But in 65, they made a real shot at it with this property called Skyscraper, which early on was supposed to be Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee. Yeah. I'm sure you knew.
It's based on an Elmer Rice play called Dream Girl, and it starred that great musical comedy actress.
Was it Julie Harris?
Julie Harris.
Julie Harris and Peter Marshall.
Charles
Peter
Nelson Reilly.
Who actually can sing, even though he's best known as a talk show
host. So these are two songs from the show, but do you think they were written with Sinatra in the back of their mind?
Yeah, I imagine in the back of their minds they knew they could go to Frank for a favor and that he would help them promote, and he did. This was a great year. 1965 was a terrific year, maybe one of the highlights of all Sinatra time, as Jono would say. 65, he was on the road with Count Basie, and the end game was that they would do an album together in Vegas, but not until after they toured for months and months. And along the way, that was the time when they were promoting Skyscraper. So Sinatra incorporated Everybody Has the Right to Be Wrong into that, and he often sang that with Basie, and there's a great, great Hollywood Palace show where he sings it with Basie. But he recorded the two main songs, the main up-tempo and the main ballad.
Those are the spires of that particular Skyscraper. Not a great show, but certainly two great songs as rendered by Frank Sinatra.
Everybody has the right to be wrong at least once.
Everybody has the right to be dunce like, once like. Not being too smart is, it's a no disgrace. What sets you apart is smiling with egg on your face. It's naive to make believe that you're right. It's not bright. Only fools go walking on thin ice. Twice. You and life can skip the strife and you'll both get along. All it takes is simply saying you're wrong when you're wrong. And everybody has the right to be wrong. You and life can skip the strife and you'll both get along. All it takes is simply saying you're wrong when you're wrong. Everybody has the right to be. It can be a real delight to be. And I'd fight, fight for the right to be wrong at least once.
Frank Sinatra supposedly once said, yeah, I'll do a show on Broadway, I'll tour it, I'll bring it in, we'll have a great party after opening night, and then we'll close it the next day. He was not one for eight shows a week, but he certainly did a lot for the Broadway sound.
Supposedly he said that to Cole Porter. That's what I've heard, but I don't know the source of that. I don't know if that's really...
But it sounds right.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard it.
It's entirely believable.
But even late in his career, he went to Cy Coleman with I Love My Wife, and he went to Sondheim with Send in the Clowns, and I guess if you did the math, this is probably the song that Sinatra sang that came from the biggest Broadway flop. It only ran 16 performances for Merrily We Roll Along. How did he get into that song?
Boy, that's a good question. I imagine Frank Military, who had been, he worked for Sinatra's own publishing house and then sort of graduated from there to working for Warner Chappell. And he was very much plugged into the Broadway scene. And if there was anything that came along that seemed Frankish or Frank worthy, he would get it to Sinatra's attention. And Frank Military deserves credit for giving Sinatra New York, New York, which is, it's a virtual show tune, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a show. It's not actually a show tune, but it is a show tune.
Well, we've been thrilled to have Will Friedwald here celebrating Sinatra Broadway his way. It was a good thing going. And let's play out with that.
It started out like a song. We started quiet and slow with no surprise. Then one morning I woke to realize we had a good thing going. It's not that nothing went wrong. Some angry moments, of course, but just a few. And only moments, no more, because we knew we had a good thing going. And if I wanted too much, was that such a mistake? At the time, you never wanted enough. Okay, tough, I don't make that a crime. And while it's going along, you take for granted some love will wear away. We took for granted a lot, and still I say, it could have kept on growing. Instead of just kept on, we had a good thing going, going, gone. Was that such a mistake? At the time, you never wanted enough. Okay, tough, I don't make that a crime. And while it's going along, take for granted some love will wear away. We took for granted a lot, and still I say, it could have kept on going. Instead of just kept on, we had a good thing going. Going, gone.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.